Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Police and firefighters in South Suburban Linwood are attempting to catch a small alligator that was spotted in a lake surrounded by homes. The story from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
This is a bona fide gator sighting in Lake Linwood. The fire department posted a picture of the roughly 3-foot-long alligator on Facebook. That's a little smaller than the gator captured in the Humboldt Park Lagoon last year. Some kids initially spotted the animal, and then others saw it as well. The fire department says it's working with professionals to try to catch it. A Facebook post says, "We know that many homes have their backyards on the shore of Lake Linwood and may have concerns. Here is our current advice. If you sight the animal, call 911. Do not attempt to approach the animal or capture it. As an extra precaution, please keep pets and children away from the lake." Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A woman from Evanston's video has gone viral after she went to a beach in her city and confronted people who were displaying the Confederate flag.
That right there is a racist symbol of hate.
That's LaShondra Smith-Rayfield, who said she was using her teacher voice in confronting people who were displaying a Confederate flag at Lighthouse Beach in Evanston yesterday. Smith-Rayfield showed up to the beach after seeing a picture of the flag posted on social media.
I was at work and I was like, wow, this is my beach. I can't send my kids to this beach.
A person of color who was sitting next to the people with the Confederate flag defended their right to display it, that's why he served in the military, for their rights too. But Smith-Rayfield would have none of that.
You have every right to be okay with him being there, and just like then speak up on it. If it bothers you, teach your children to speak up on it.
Evanston's mayor went on Facebook to commend Smith-Rayfield after first calling the flag incident fake news because he had not seen the flag when he was there. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The state's top teachers union are threatening to stay out of the classroom over possible reopening plans this fall.
In a joint statement, the Illinois Education Association and Illinois Federation of Teachers said nothing's off the table, including health and safety strikes and or court action if educators, students, and staff are asked to return to school without an enforceable plan that includes government-outlined safety standards. Both unions represent over 200,000 Illinois school employees. The Chicago Public Schools, in response, said children won't return to the classroom if health officials deem it unsafe. Julie Mann, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The city of Chicago has chosen three companies to run this year's e-scooter program. Bird, Lime, and Spin will each operate just over 3,300 scooters for a total of 10,000 in the program. The city says this year's program will permit scooters across most of the city, with the exception of the Lakefront Trail, the 606, and the Central Business District.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh.
Auto Parts.